Welcome. Welcome to the Microsoft Training and Certification Seminar that we specifically put together for the YALI Regional Leadership Center participants. My name is Lutz Siop. I'm the Dean of the For Africa Academy as part of Microsoft's For Africa initiative. But I'm not alone in the studio. Let me introduce Tim Bielen.
I am Tim Bielen Jovo, and I am the Regional Leadership Center Program Manager.
Perfect. Thank you, Tim Bielen. Let's start by congratulating you. You are successful. You have been selected amongst many applicants from African youth to participate in the YALI leadership program. And we at Microsoft feel privileged and very proud to be able to participate. We do believe that the African continent holds a lot of promise right now, holds a lot of opportunity that we want to help to unlock and to help to grow. And we want to invest into the continent through a separate program, which we call, naturally, the For Africa Initiative. Our investment into the YALI program, into you, is part of that commitment to help Africa grow, and especially grow its competitiveness and its global development. And our investment includes putting people into specific roles. Tabilia, why don't you tell us about your role?
As mentioned, I'm the YALI Regional Leadership Center Program Manager, and my role is specifically to ensure that the Microsoft contribution is delivered to the regional leadership centers.
Yep. When we as Microsoft were asked to participate and be a sponsor of the program, it was a no-brainer decision for us to participate because we believe our very own company mission and vision is very closely aligned with what the YALI program is trying to accomplish. We know that we can help to empower every person and every organization on the planet to be more effective, to be more achieving, and to do more. So having the opportunity to do more across the African continent comes very, very naturally for us, and that's why we decided to participate. Let's start with talking about you. We know from talking to you, talking to other program participants already, that building the right career is very much on your mind. You're often in your first step of the career. You have so many choices in front of you, good and bad ones. You're wondering is will it be an employment or a job? Or should I set up my own company? What does success look like and so forth? We want to help you to find a better way and invest into your own career so that as African leaders, you can do your best job for your family, for yourself, your family, your community, but literally for your nation as well. Talking about careers, Tembila, why don't you share a little bit about your own career background with us?
Well, my career started in HR, and then slowly, shortly after that, I found myself in program management. And starting off in HR, I really saw that the skills that I'd learned within that role, some were aligned, not all of them, but truly equipped me to the current role that I'm in today.
Yeah. So in a way, Tembila, is what we're talking about, you are kind of living that life.
That is true.
In fact, that is very, very true. When you think about career building, about deciding which way to go, there's only one thing that is for certain today, and it is that there is change ahead. This industry is moving extremely fast. Technology is developing faster by the day, and it affects a lot of things, including what kind of skills are necessary and where to go. We want to help you, as Microsoft, to make more sense out of it and be better prepared for any future that might come your way. To really understand what's going on, we have to understand the dynamic in the employment space. And we're looking at something that is kind of mind-boggling. Because on the one hand side, we have a growing number of unemployed people. In fact, youth unemployment is a particular problem. I'm sure many of you are vividly aware of it. And at the same time, many successful companies, many Microsoft partners, customers keep on telling us that they can't find the right skilled people. So at the one hand side, we have open positions. On the other hand, we have a growing youth unemployment. Is that something that is an experience amongst your friends as well, Tembila?
Truly can relate, Lutz. I mean, particularly personally with me as well, but also with friends, where what they've studied and qualified for is not necessarily what they're doing in the industry today.
Yeah. So we hear that all the time, and let's try to make sense of out of it, because it's a little bit more than just maybe an economic slump or something that will go away in a year. What we're actually looking at is a long-term fundamental change in how economies and actually societies are working. we are shifting globally and very fast from the old manufacturing driven economies. And they were characterized by manual labor, very standardized products, very hierarchical organizations, and so forth. That's the world we grow up with and we sometimes see. But we're quickly moving in something very different. We're moving into a society, into economy that a lot of people describe as information economies. And they look very different and they have very different requirements. Information, collaboration, innovation are suddenly the new currency of what companies need to understand and where they're going. In fact, it has been predicted that in developing economies, including Africa in particular, we will have a surplus of almost 100 million low-skilled workers. And at the same time, a shortage of almost 50 million, i.e. 50% of medium-skilled workers that cannot be found. I mean, if you think about it, it's almost mind-boggling. For every two people that are trying to find a job, but they're not adequately skilled, there is a position out there that can't be filled. And in a way, it becomes even more dramatic if you already left school, like all of you have done. You already graduated, you already finished your first schooling. So what do you do now? And again, we think that Microsoft can make a substantial contribution to close that mismatch of skills and opportunities. And we know that because one dynamic that we see over and over across the world and in Africa in particular as well is that today's jobs and tomorrow's opportunities are heavily influenced by technology. Thembile talked about it, even in something like HR, you can't escape being technology savvy, being a digital native, if you want to have a job and have an attractive job as well. And that penetration of job opportunities through technology is anything growing and will accelerate as IDC is forecasting. So with that change that we just described, employability skills are dramatically changing. Here's one of the many participants in the discussion. This time it's Forbes who's done a survey a little while ago and found that what guarantees employability nowadays are not just the hardcore things we learned in the past. Do you know your math? Do you know your physics? And so forth. But it's a lot of things that, ironically, are rarely taught at school. Critical thinking, complex problem solving, the ability to actively listen. Obviously, any kind of technology capabilities, sales and marketing, and so forth. In fact, let me ask you, Thembile. You had a little bit of a traditional schooling as well. And recently, if we may say so, you got a job at Microsoft. Yes. What do you think were the skills that you acquired that particularly qualified you to be hired at Microsoft?
Well, I'm hoping that there's a number. But of the two that I could say, I would say it would have to be agility.
Yeah.
And obviously having a learning mindset. So constantly learning and constantly putting myself in situations where I am learning new things.
And would you say that in the time that you spent as an intern with Microsoft as well, what about your technology understanding and savviness? What happened there?
Upon arrival, I was not tech savvy at all. But once coming into an environment that is so consumed with technology, it's our day-to-day business, putting myself in an environment where I have to constantly be learning about technology and also making sure that I'm evolving as technology is evolving as well.
Yeah. And it's a little bit counterintuitive, right? Because often we go, young person, technology savvy. It's almost like kind of given. But if you really uncover it a little bit, it's on the surface technology savvy, but not necessarily having all the needed technology skills.
I couldn't have said it better, Litz.
Yeah. So let's talk about that, because if there's one thing that we know is because of what we just described, it absolutely is a new world where new skills are needed. And we want to help you as a YALI participant in the Leadership Center to develop and hone in or to those new skills, because we need to move from a lifetime employment world, that's the old world, to one where lifetime employability or entrepreneurship, you create jobs, is a possibility. So how can we help you? We believe we can help you by making some of the best and finest and highest quality training and certification programs from Microsoft available to you as one of the benefits of being a YALI Leadership Center participant. And we're looking back at the history of doing that. There's a history of over 25 years by now where Microsoft has developed a very sophisticated way of investing into training and certification programs which document your training over time. And you see a little bit here the journey that we embarked on over the last 25 years. And what we arrived on today is a very clearly defined framework of Microsoft certification that at the entry level, K caters to people that really don't feel they know enough about digital literacy, so they can do that. And then we see people typically engage in two separate tracks. Either technology is the core of what you do. And that's on the right-hand side, the IT professional and developers. You basically make technology your life. You become a database expert. You become a developer. You become an IT professional, whatever. But on the left-hand side, equally important, is people, in fact, like myself, where you have a different day job. You might be marketing, sales, HR, legal, finance. But technology makes you efficient and effective. That's the information worker world. And for both of those worlds, we have a clearly structured training and certification provision. It's my understanding, Tabila, that you embarked on that journey yourself.
Tell us about it. So upon arriving to Microsoft as an intern, I decided that I would like to upskill myself as well. So I enrolled on the left-hand side with some of the MOS certifications that were offered, namely the Office and Excel and presentation. And this was purely because I just wanted to make sure that I was presenting my Excel and presentations in a professional manner.
Yeah. And MOS sounds a little bit like a what the heck is it? We will talk about that in 1 second. I made the argument and I made the statement that we have a very sophisticated plan. Now, this slide is a little bit overwhelming, and we don't expect you to digest the slide as is. But the key message here is, because we have the time and we have the technology breadth behind it as well, we have the ability to create a structured plan that is not just good for a year or two. It is actually good for your next 10 years and beyond that. We know a lot of people that started their career building 5, 10, 15 years ago with an entry level that you see more on the left-hand side and continue invest their time and energy in continue to learning and are with us on one of those paths, whether they're more technical or technology-enabling information worker, whatever. Because when it comes to learning and career building, the worst you can do to yourself is to go into a dead end. You never want to be in a dead-end scenario. And I think with what we are giving you today and introducing today, we will never send you down a dead-end road when it comes to your knowledge, your sophistication, and career building. So let's highlight a little bit of why you should engage. Learning for learning's sake is good because you become smarter and more effective. But we also have proof that that investment that you put into your own skills pays dividends. And it pays dividends for yourself, because you become more efficient and more effective. But even more importantly, it pays dividends for the company that is seeking to hire or has already hired you. Research after research and survey after survey, you see a couple of those data points here. We've been told again by hiring managers, by managers that employ certified people is, we know that what we now have is someone that's more motivated. Tembila talked about is a lifelong learner, but also has the necessary skills to be highly effective, and by the way, be a more effective team player and collaborator. Any experience in your own world, Tembila?
Speaking about being effective, one of the courses that I enrolled in was the MOS for Skype for Business, which was Link at the time. And what I wanted to do was ensure that I am effective in my role, be it being in a conference call, setting up a conference call, but making sure that I'm utilizing all the benefits of Skype for Business. Yeah. And this is something that I can say I greatly achieved through the course that I did.
Yeah. So basically you're documenting not only I claim to know, I know for sure and I can demonstrate to you what I know.
True.
The other development that's really interesting that I think will pay dividends for you is because those industry certifications like Microsoft's are so high quality and so powerful, we see actually a development around the world where they become an accepted industry credentials side by side the academic degrees that all of you have to certain degrees. So it's not an either or, it's actually an and. We know through your academic degrees that you are a good learner, that you have a baseline knowledge, and that you can study. And having an industry credential is kind of the speedboat of skills. You have demonstrated that you not only have the foundations, but you also have the day-to-day, modern, up-to-date knowledge and skills that are necessary. And in many countries, we see those industry credentials being actually recognized by the academic system. We're producing this here in South Africa. In fact, in South Africa, the Microsoft certifications have been mapped and acknowledged as part of the national framework for skills. And other countries are soon following in the same way. So let's talk a little about the choices that you have. Remember the on the left-hand side, it was the information workers. Here's kind of a double click now on that. It's called the MOS, the Microsoft Office Specialist. This is information worker stuff like Excel, PowerPoint, Tembila mentioned Skype for Business, SharePoint, other things that make you more effective, even though you're in HR, you're in finance, you're in marketing, you're in sales, to do your day-to-day job. And you can go from being a specialist to being an expert to being a master. So again, you can continue investing into your skills. So if you have one of those roles as your idea for a career, then a Microsoft Office specialist is the right thing for you. And what we discovered, I mentioned it now a couple of times, this is not just for one particular job role. Again, this is a very busy slide. You can download the slides later as well. But what we've done is we looked at the different Microsoft technologies, training and certifications offerings, and mapped them. You see those career clusters on the left-hand side to the career clusters where that knowledge is adequate and necessary. And you will be hard-pressed to find a job role that you might want to go into where a mapping is actually zero. So again, that's the point where you invest into something that is a broad industry application. Now let's go to the right-hand side. That was, remember, the more technology one. And for many of you, it might be something that you're just starting to embark. So going deep into, let's say, a SQL Server is a little bit overwhelming. We know that. And so what Microsoft has done a couple of years ago, we created an entry-level offering called the Microsoft Technology Associate, MTA, that really gives you the baseline understanding what are some of those core technologies in the industry. If you look very carefully on the left-hand side, you see server fundamentals, networking, security, database, and on the right-hand side here, a lot of stuff is happening nowadays in developing and engineering and app development, whatever. And you see a whole list of things, including game development, where you can get familiar with the basics. So maybe you had a study that was in human science and arts, you name it, but you can't help the feeling you're missing the boat in technology. The MTA is the perfect entry point for you to say is, I want to tip my toe into this new world. What is it all about? The MTA is your starting point. And once you've, so we think between those two things, we probably identified the most appropriate things that will help you to invest your career. Let me hand over back to Tembila again as the Leadership Center Program Manager to explain to you what we have particularly on offer for you.
Thanks, Lutz. So as Lutz has mentioned, where do you guys now fit in with the Imagine Academy? And basically, we would like to offer you an opportunity to go through an MOS course or preferably an MTA course, depending on which you feel is more aligned to your career or just your personal interests as well. And as you can see, we have those offerings, MOS as explained, for productivity. For those that are more tech savvy and want to be IT pros, they could then take the MTA one. And then also, if you're looking for more development orientated courses, those are also available in MTA. So this is what typically you'd get once you get to sign up into the Imagine Academy. What you'd have is you'd be enrolled by your regional leadership center coordinator on premises, and this is the face that you would see once you have your own sign-in page. You then sign in, have your own username, and this is what you'd have. You obviously have an opportunity to add your courses, depending on which courses that you are interested in. It tracks your achievements as you complete them. And then you obviously can also go back to a course that you had paused and maybe stopped to do something else. You have it there for you to continue with when you want to carry on with it. And this is your homepage that you'd see from time to time when you use the Imagine Academy portal. Once you've chosen a course and you've gone into the course, this is the interface that you'd have. So the one that I have shown on screen is an example of the Excel MOS course. And as you complete the different sessions or trainings of each of the courses, it then ticks off and marks your percentage completion for your course. And once you've completed 100%, you then can report to your regional leadership coordinator, who will then be able to issue you with an exam voucher. And that's not the only way that you can utilize and consume the material that we have on the Imagine Academy. So you could choose or opt to do a video, but you could also choose to listen and take a textbook module of the same course that you'd like to do, so be able to read it as well. And also be able to utilize the MS Press materials that we have of the courses as well. And what I'll do now is hand over to Lutz, who will explain another component that we have on our online learning portals.
Thank you, Tembila. I think it's probably also important to note what Thembile just showed you. The whole offering on the curriculum side, put together in the Imagine Academy program, and all of the certifications as well, are things that normally customers have to pay for. Right? It's things that Microsoft is selling. But because we so strongly believe in the YALI program being one of the game changers on the continent, we have elected to provide a sponsorship for you and your cohorts so that you can take advantage of the Imagine Academy as well as the certification programs and follow them free of charge. So it's one of the sponsorships that we put together. This is already a rich sell, segment of courses and things that you can do. On top of this one is now that anybody can follow, hence you as well. We have created over the last couple of years something that we call the Microsoft Virtual Academy. This is a cloud-based online college, if you want, that has a very, very broad additional offering of things. These are typically not optimized for the certifications we talked about, but they offer a wide sway of things that you might be interested in as well. And we find a lot of YALI leadership participants wanting to tip their toes in there as well and seek particularly for things. For example, you might be interested in cloud computing and Azure, those kind of things, or in things like business intelligence, more advanced topics. A lot of those things you will find there on the Microsoft Virtual Academy. And because it's such an important way and highly scalable way of conveying knowledge is under the For Africa initiative, we adopted the program with our own studio. This is what we're using right now to create this seminar. And you will find a growing number of materials being created in Africa for Africa. And we have ventured not only into other topics in terms of technology and other languages. Right now we're creating a lot of Arabic content. Soon it will be French and Portuguese as well. But as you can see on the right-hand side, we are going increasingly into non-technical topics as well. So in fact, by now you find some 20, 30 courses that have all to do with entrepreneurship. How do I start my business? How do I finance it? How do I grow it? We are talking about how to become a more effective teacher with technology and so forth. So maybe you really want to roam around a little bit, the Microsoft Virtual Academy, mva.microsoft.com, and see what you find. Another offer we have for you, if you believe there is content that would make a huge difference and is badly needed, why don't you let Thembile know? We're using the studio, as I mentioned before, to create content in Africa for Africa, and maybe you can give us ideas of future seminars that we will create, and maybe you can even be part of it. So to find out more now and navigate, I hand back to Thembile.
Thank you, Lutz. So as Lutz has mentioned, please do make sure that if you are interested in finding more material on the MVA portal, let me know and I'll drop it through to our studio and we'll try and make sure that soon it will be implemented. So to find out more about what tracks to take, be it MOS or MTA, and just to identify which roadmap you should use, visit our Microsoft.com/learning page, but also you can go to our Born to Learn blog and also learn more about our certifications. Once you have finished your learning course and you are ready to now write your exam, you would obviously then go onto our certiport.com portal, and that is an external portal, but there you'll be able to first identify which location to be able to go take your exam. So you would use the locator application on the portal to find the nearest exam location to you, book your exam, and then utilize the exam voucher that you have been issued by myself or your regional leadership center coordinator to then go through and take your exam. I'm looking forward to seeing all those exam applications and all the best with those exams. To you, Lutz.
Thank you, Thembile. We started off when we started the seminar to talk about the only thing that is for certain is change. Mm-hmm. And in fact, David Wallach has expressed it really, really well when he said is we are in a unique situation today because probably for the first time in history, we're preparing learners for a world that we can't even describe mm-hmm. clearly. It is a world that is hard to anticipate. But what we do know is that if you invest into the right skills, if you have the agility that Thembile talked about, if you become a lifelong learner, you're making a down payment on a secure future for yourself. And in many ways, we believe that Microsoft can help to become that lifelong learner and start investing into your skills on an ongoing basis. So that employability is something that becomes a lifelong companion for you. And it's not only employability, because frankly, the best way to predict the future is to invent it yourself. So don't just look in how do I become highly employable, but also consider how you can become one of those innovators, one of those startups that actually creates the future and thus creates employment as well. Whether it's one or the other, we as Microsoft want to be your companion. And again, we are delighted and honored to be part of the YALI Regional Leadership Center program. Thank you for watching.
Thank you.